God, look at them all. They're staring at me. They're expecting me to deliver a sermon. I haven't planned a sermon at all. They're expecting me to take some quotidian thing that I've done in the last week, like read the newspaper or something like that, and connect to the spiritual and the profound. I'm really not particularly interested in the spiritual and the profound. I've got nothing to say about Jesus. I don't know much about him. I don't know what they want from me. What do they want from me? They want me to sort of inspire them. I can inspire them, all right? I can inspire them with the brilliant research I've been doing. This cycle, this idea I've had of why it is populations rise and fall. It's a fantastic idea I've had. Basically, what happens is you get a small population. The population's under easy conditions. The population grows. But then there's a famine or something. There's not enough food. And then you get a population collapse. And that's always the way it is. So you can never get good conditions long term, because there'll always be a situation where you get good conditions. The good conditions lead to a population explosion. The population explosion causes bad conditions. This means a population collapse. And that's the way of the world.